Hi, this is Fabi Fab.
And this is Babelito.
And we are
Latinos Who Lunch,
the podcast where we talk about important things like
voy a traer el pelo suelto
y la chona.
Hello, hello, hello.
Kishon, kishon, kishon.
How are you, Babelito?
Estoy lleno, relleno como una ballena.
Oh my gosh. Lleno como una ballena.
Yes.
Beautiful.
¿Y tú qué show?
Me too. And you know why?
Uh-huh.
Because we have some really great guests and we just went to go eat. And we can't pretend they're not in the room.
Yes.
So let me introduce to y'all. My prima, Joely Favela Medina, is in the house.
Hello.
And George Anthony Garcia is here.
Hello, everyone.
Now, if you don't know who they are, that's okay.
We're nobodies. Ahorita.
Because,
for now.
They are actually going to start a podcast soon, and we have them here today because a lot of people ask Latinos for Lunch, how do we start a podcast? What do we do? What are the steps? Well, today, we're going to find all that out. We're going to treat this space kind of as a forum, an open forum for kind of Q&A about every little single question that people have about podcasting.
Yes, in fact, this is one of the, I think that's the number one question that we get in our emails is, we've been thinking about starting a podcast. What do we do? How do we start? A lot of people are intimidated, and hopefully we get to demystify some of that, those fears and really get into it. And we talked to Joely last weekend, a week ago, in We All Grow Latina, and that's where we started this conversation. So in our way back to LA, I told Favi, let's get her in the podcast and answer all those questions that people have been having. So welcome, guys.
Yes, we are so thankful to be here. Like I was telling George earlier that Latinos Who Lunch, they were the reason why I got into podcast.
Yeah.
And they're the reason why my interest grew. And now here we are.
Yeah, she's the one who inspired us, actually. She's the one, she's like, we should do a podcast together. I'm like, ¿qué es eso? What are you talking about and stuff? So we got to break it down and stuff because I got to explain this to my tías. You know, when I quit, and
yes.
say, you know what? I'm breaking this down. I'm going to quit. And because I'm going to explain this to my mom, too.
My mom still calls it the vodka. He's like, ¿cómo te va en el vodka, mijo?
She still does.
¿Qué estás borracho? ¿Qué estás haciendo?
Okay, so just another reminder, just pay attention to where the microphones are and try to talk into them, okay?
Okay.
But this is going great. So...
keep talking into the black
So here's
filter.
The tip, guys. Make sure you talk into the microphones.
Okay.
Because we have cheap mics. So if we had better we have regular dynamic mics, which are just like the ones that you use like for karaoke. So that's why we have to like really focus on
staying in the microphone.
On staying on the microphone.
Okay, so George, mental note, get some good ass microphones.
Yeah. Don't go with
okay,
the Samsung.
Wait, but before we get into podcasting.
Yeah, tell us who you guys are. Like, what do you guys do? Like, we want to know more about you guys.
Wait, but before that, we are Latinos Who Lunch, right?
Oh, that's right. Shit. I always forget that part.
La barriga que tenemos ahorita todos.
Joely took us to lunch. Where did we go, Joely?
We went to La Salsa Loca.
La Salsa Loca. La Salsa Loca.
And Justin said the salsa was loca, but that's so good.
Que no sabían, no sabían nada.
No, but other than that,
where is the body?
Aquí está el body. If you see it, I don't understand why.
Yes.
Yo, the salsa was loca, but it was just like missing, like, you know,
like
flavor.
Más sal, algo, diabetes, something.
But I got a chile relleno. What did you get, George?
I got a lot. Actually, dos tacos de lengua, tres tacos de birria, frijoles, arroz.
Damn.
That was just...
Damn.
Right?
Y yo agarré una ensalada.
¡Mentiroso!
Para empezar.
Puro rábanos.
No, I got camarones a la diabla con unos frijolitos, un arroz y unas tortillas de harina. Y ya.
So I got the most complicated thing in the menu, I think.
What?
I got... carne en su jugo.
Which was good. It was bomb.
So I made carne en su jugo because I had it in Guadalajara. That's where it's from, ¿no? Yeah. Tú eres from Jalisco.
Mi familia es de Jalisco.
Ahí está.
No se ve de las cejas.
Ay, güey.
Damn, your eyebrows do tell a story.
Igual como 80, así era. Gruesas y todo como el bigote.
¿Para qué quieres la tumba, verdad?
¿Verdad?
So
I have no eyebrows, so my eyebrows have no story.
She painted them on right now. Damn. Te están borrando, espérate.
We're going to have to go to 23andMe for your story. Because we cannot see it. It so, is not written.
I had carne en su jugo. Normally, how you prepare it, you cut bistec super, super delgadito, and you cut it in little pieces. Mm. You saute it with, like, the usual whatever spices you want. But then you make a sauce, and the sauce is with un chingo de cilantro, tomatillo, y chiles serranos. And then you make, like, this soup. And then you add it to the meat, and it's like a stew. But then when you serve it with el caldito de los frijoles de la olla. Y le echas cebolla, cebollita asada, cilantro.
Is he drooling
right now? Y mira, lo pruebas.
He is.
Y caes en un abismo de pasión.
Y tenía bacon, ¿no?
Yes, you can cook it with bacon. Es que hay diferentes recetas, so you can put bacon in. It's like meat broth with meat and meat and meat, and it's so...
And you love the meat, though.
Good. I love me some meat.
He really does. He really does.
No lie.
Yeah. Anytime he can get it,
he does. You gotta let it kick it.
Okay. Yeah, okay, so back to Babelito's question. Who the hell are you guys?
Well, I am Joelle, and me and Justin go back about 31 years.
Damn.
Same diapers and everything, huh?
Shoot.
I was actually just telling him that I was seeing a picture where I was starting kindergarten, and he was walking me to my classroom. Aww. Such a cute... I'll post it later on my link. But it was such a cute picture, and now here we are, and he's walking me through this journey of podcast. It's crazy how...
Can you stop?
Justin, I need a tear.
Oh, that's so wonderful.
That's a tear, right?
A ver, George.
Yo, George.
I wasn't done yet.
Oh, sorry.
Ay, perdón.
Estúpida su pelo.
George,
so I was born and raised here in Las Vegas. Yes. Mi familia es de Durango, México, de Carreras, de un pueblo llamado Carreras. Mm-hmm. And
Pasito Duranguense.
Yeah. Sí. That's the one thing I don't dance. Pasito Duranguense.
What?
But I love Durango.
¿Sí?
Yes. I have two beautiful children and such a wonderful husband. And life is pretty good. And my life pretty much revolves around my family and my faith.
Nice. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Amen. Myself, right. I'm George. I'm a nomad. I've been in California, Guadalajara, been in Colorado, and now Las Vegas. And this is where my immediate family is at. And, you know, this is where we found each other,
mm-hmm.
what, plus 10 years ago? Mm-hmm. So we've inspired each other through this journey, through this podcast. Mm-hmm. This was last Thanksgiving, actually.
Mm-hmm.
We would love to get together. I'm all about familia. I'm all about friends. I'm all about, you know, BSing around.
Mm-hmm.
And in one of those conversations, you're always like, we should do a podcast together. The fuck is a podcast?
But he was all for it.
I was, actually. And that was November and stuff, and now we're here. We've done a lot to get to where we're at right now, and you know, I'm excited to what's to come.
So you guys friends, you guys...
Es mi comadre.
Somos compadres. Yeah. Yes. George was actually my groomsman at my wedding, and we're such amazing friends. Like,
y cuando me case o cuando busca una...
I'll be the maid of honor.
No pressure, girl. No pressure. And the friendship's
like
over.
Está allá afuera, dígale. Aquí se acabó.
No, but we're really good friends. I'm really grateful for his friendship.
So you guys have known each other for like over 5 years now, right?
Close to 10.
Nice.
I actually have a funny story. One time we were dancing at a wedding because I think my husband was too drunk to dance. And he's like, vete a hablar con Jorge because I love dancing. And George and I started dancing. Y cuando se acabó la canción, he dipped me down y me dejó caer.
That was part of the dance. Drop her.
And he was...
Es que no se acuerda. Así termina.
And he was so drunk and he just walked away.
Oh my God. A ver.
¿Para qué son los amigos, verdad? Cuando tienes amigos así.
Pero como no soy rencorosa, aquí estoy.
¿La dejaste tirada, güey?
No me acuerdo, estaba borracho.
So your husband sent you with him because he was drunk?
Lo iba a cuidar, seguro.
And you're single, true. George?
I am.
Surprise, surprise.
Surprise, everyone.
No, for real?
The single part or the dropping part?
Both.
The both are, tengo casi novia.
Casi no.
You're in a situationship. I just learned that.
Oh, yeah.
It's a situation.
I was in one of those not too long ago.
How did it end?
It ended in a relationship, so yes, it's all good.
Es que George es como las artistas. he wants to act single, pagará más followers, más chicas.
Ah, igualito, sí, sí, sí. Sí, yeah. Sí, sí.
El anillo, si no, me se lo le acaba todo el encanto.
El Casanova no vino, pero vino el George.
Por eso tengo las cejas todas pintadas también.
And you don't have any kids? That's how you get a lot of followers, if you have a baby.
Que it's sepa, okay, todavía no.
It's true.
On your
los
Instagram.
Los míos son sus sobrinos.
Just like, put, yeah, que put the sobrinos, single your dad. Kids. You know?
Oh, like a single dad.
Yeah. Okay, so single, a bachelor and a married woman, yes. Best friends,
yes.
Podcast.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What are you guys going to talk about?
No, that's a good question. We've been talking about this, you know, for quite a while.
Mm-hmm.
Y este, we all have different missions. Ella tiene sus ideas, yo tengo las mías también.
And we just want to bring them together.
Yeah, and I think we did and stuff, because Joely's was all about spreading hope and love. She said not in a boring way and stuff, and it's all about good karma. You know, mm-hmm. That's the whole thing, positivity and stuff, you know, mm-hmm. Whatever's put out there will come back to you 10 mm-hmm. times fold. And I believe that.
Right.
And for me, I don't know, I'm all about spreading, you know, tasting and experiencing. That's all it comes down to.
Yeah.
Comiendo y tomando and yes. Traveling and.
It's getting hot in here.
Oh, cuidado, Justin. Are you rubbing on my knee right now?
Why?
Oh my God, is that your knee? No.
That's something else. Hold on.
Shit.
No, but we were talking about your travels and stuff.
Let me just take a sip of this. That way, I'm like,
¿tú te quedas?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. There's plenty more where that came from.
Oh,
so, ow. Okay, we need to stop. Sorry. Okay, so the podcast.
Back on. Oh, gosh.
Anyways, our mission is to spread a lot of love and hope.
But then have fun, right? And relatable
yes,
content.
Exactly. Have fun at the same time. We want to, you know, have adventure.
I just cut you off completely. Yes. Shove that phone in front of
it's
your face.
It's okay. I can edit that part out.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, but it's all about spreading hope and love by tasting and experiencing life through laughter, good company, and chisme. So what a
who doesn't love chisme? Salud.
Yeah.
Salud.
Right here.
Thank you for bringing wine, George. So I'm progressively going to get drunker.
Mm-hmm. By the way,
the episode
mm-hmm. I gotta drive, girl. So
18%.
I'll get you a lift, girl.
Woo.
And I'm driving really far.
Fuck it, let's get drunk.
I'm aquí me quedo.
Fuck it, I got mezcal. All right.
Aquí me quedo con el primo.
We do, we have plenty of room. Okay. So now, you know, you have your hosts, you're mm-hmm. ready to go.
We're ready.
You have your concept. You guys just, you're going to have a conversational podcast. You're going to talk. You're going to have chismear.
Yes.
But then talk about some serious stuff once in a while.
Yes, we want to focus a lot on self-care.
Mm-hmm.
And we want to be able to help people out there. Like, we want to, you know, give them gateways on...
Drugs?
Ways to...
Yeah, get them out.
Keys.
Yeah,
we want to get them keys to a better life, self-care, self-love.
Para la amistad, para comer, para tomar, para la aventura. These are all keys, you know, to happiness. So.
And so what is
with
the...
that being said,
yeah.
We would roll, like please. To announce our podcast name.
Okay.
Ready? One, two, three. La Llave Podcast.
Yay! Okay.
You heard it here first.
Because I believe that we all hold our own key to happiness, success, mm-hmm. to peace, anything. We hold that power. We hold that key.
Yes.
So we'll help you find
beautiful. Okay, so you guys have that's one of the things that we tell people when they ask mm-hmm. us this question. You need to have a concept in a way, and as gross as it sounds, you need to have a product, right?
Mm-hmm.
Where you have the concept, you have your co-host, you have the ideas, and then in a way you can start recording some some episodes first. You have your logo, maybe your website, your social media, all of that. Having all of that before even starting recording, it's so important. So I feel like you guys are ready to a good start. So
we're
that's awesome.
We're on the right
funny
track.
Story, though. You guys went to the summit, right, in California?
Yes.
¿Verdad? Tell us about it, because this is where...
Pobre George, no lo invité.
No me invito. Me dejó ahí plantado y todo solito.
I mean, we were lucky we were invited. It was all
really?
Girls. Yes.
Yeah. All women.
All women, yes. Mm-hmm.
Oh, good. Powerful Latina women. It was women's...
It was influencers, bloggers, as people with social media presence. It was cool. It was a networking summit. So there was a lot of workshops. Mm-hmm. There was a lot of speakers. We were there as part of a podcasting panel, Como Se Podcast, Podcasting 101.
It was so amazing.
And if you want to listen to that, you can actually go to Nos Vemos en el Swap Meet. He recorded that, our panel, and you can listen to it now. It's live. And we were just there kind of hanging out and really connecting with everybody at the conference. And any questions that they had about podcasting, mm-hmm. we would answer them right there.
One of the questions I actually had, and obviously came prepared, how does it feel to be around so many powerful and aspiring Latinos, you know?
Oh, great question.
You know what? That would have been a great question 3 years ago. But with this podcast, we are always surrounded with amazing Latinos. And we're always, not only through social media and the emails that they send us, but we've been so lucky to be invited to these amazing forums where, to me, that's the norm now.
Really?
So I don't even think about it being influencers or Latinos. This is just like who we are as a group, like Latinos. We're all like badass. We're successful.
Awesome.
So I don't think about it otherwise. Like I rarely think about it differently.
I mean, to me, it still shocks me when people come and they're like, I've heard every episode, and they just start gushing. And to me, those moments are like, okay, this is why, you know,
this is why we're doing this.
You know?
I have a question. How many Latina podcasts are here in Las Vegas?
That I know of, maybe like one or two.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Latina,
that
Latino
I know of. Latinx,
general.
Latina or Latino, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because there's what, like 5 to 10 of us here in Vegas? Like total podcast. Yeah.
I mean, I know there's way more, but there's a lot of like specific Las Vegas podcasts, like gambling and the Strip and stuff like that. But I mean, I really haven't found many. I know we're going to hopefully have a couple. Vegas podcast represented here on the show in the next couple months because we've been reaching out, but there's not that many.
So count us in. We'll be one of them.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
We'll be out there. But, yes. You know, I do want to bring light to this and stuff because a lot of people do grow up and they're not influenced by, you know, their Latino culture. They're disengaged. They don't go to Mexico. You know, they don't talk to their aunts and uncles, you know, and they're influencing, to be honest with you and stuff, you get kind of whitewashed here.
Mm-hmm.
You
know, yeah,
you have to get rid of the accent. You got to get rid of the clothes, the belt, the boots, you thought,
the language.
The language.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, having to hear this from you guys is an inspiration. You know, inspiration to
all.
That's
awesome.
Yeah. Thank you guys.
That's something that we always talk about on the podcast is like who we are right now is fine. Like, I have an accent. Babelito has an accent.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we're celebrating that. Like, it's.
You're embracing it.
We're embracing it, right? When before. You know, maybe when we started, when we first started doing the podcast, I would correct Babelito a lot, depending on what he said, right?
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm like, now I don't do it because I don't even hear it. I mean, you know, I don't see color and I don't hear accents. No, I just know. So we don't, I mean, I think we've like grown as a podcast and I like have embraced.
Oh my God.
I need to stop. I just stopped drinking.
The wine's getting to you.
I have embraced my... my pochones, right?
Yes.
through doing this podcast, because I've met so many listeners that are like, hey, you know, I can't really speak Spanish either, but I'm still really proud to be a Latino. So
yeah, and I love that. And that's actually something that I'm doing with my children. Their first language is Spanish. Mm-hmm. Like, that's so important to us. I want him, you know, to know about our culture, to know the language. We're taking them to Mexico this summer.
Oh, where to?
Like this. We're going to Durango. Ooh. And we're going to Mexico City.
Yeah.
Say hi to my dad for me.
I will. Te lo saludo.
Thanks.
Yeah, but I think it's so important.
You know, and my mom was the same way and stuff. You know, she really wanted to influence in our culture. Mm-hmm. I remember growing up and, you know, we would watch Disney movies just to, like, learn English.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all it was. Like, not to get rid of our accent, but because my mom really wanted us to learn English. Mm-hmm. Pero en la casa, siempre en español. I remember she used to drag me to get private... tutoring lessons, you know, to speak Spanish. And I was the only one, I was the eldest and stuff, but she wanted to make sure that I did not lose that, you know, culture.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, and that's one of the things we talk about. Like, every family is different, so you cannot judge a whole entire culture for that.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, some of you, like a lot of us were lucky enough to have our moms or our dads at home teaching us those values, right? Mm-hmm. And some of us have to work and the parents didn't have time for that, you know, and some of them are in older generations where they decided not to speak Spanish because it's a form of survival too, because they don't want to be known as Mexicanos, like we talked about with episodes about New Mexico. So all of our stories are so diverse, and this is why it's important to diversify that in the podcast world, not just 10 or 20, there should be hundreds of us talking about these things because we're all different.
Mm-hmm.
And all of us represent a voice of somebody out there,
yes,
you know, and that's important to know.
Yeah, you know how they always say, oh, el mexicano es bien machista.
Mm-hmm.
Well, not my husband. Not the men in my family, you know. And
yeah.
that's also, it's good to know, like, good to spread, like, not all Mexicans son machistas, not all, you know. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Most.
No,
just kidding.
But not all.
But not all.
Casi todos. Yeah. 99.999.
You gotta pick them wisely.
Okay, bueno. Este I sí, know, este I did. No. Pégame, pero no me dejes.
Oh, my God.
Y no me pegues, Joely, okay?
She just totally pinched him right now.
Yeah.
Cállate. Ahorita que me salga.
Vas a ver cuando apaguen el microphone.
Déjalo prendido, no lo apagues.
Oh my gosh. Okay, so let's get down to the nitty gritty, como dicen.
Let's get down.
Okay, so we're going to let you kind of take over and ask us like Absolutely. Technical things, right? Like, how do you start a podcast? I don't know how technical you want to get. I'm going to let you kind of take over, Joely.
Take the lead. Yeah.
And anything that you don't have any, I mean, we have limited knowledge, but whatever we have, we'll give it to y'all.
Mm-hmm.
So here's the thing. We love food and stuff. What inspired you guys to have it over lunch? Why not over pozole or over this or that?
If we could do salad. It over pozole every Thursday, girl, yeah. We would be doing it over pozole every Thursday. No, I think food, it's central to our cultures. And a lot of, for example, with my family, a lot of important conversations happen around the table. Mm-hmm. So in a way, that's how Justin and I bonded in the beginning. By having this sort of conversations with food, with coffee. So we wanted to replicate that experience in the podcast. Because it's, I mean, think about it. Every time you go to la casa de tu tía o de tu abuela, it's about the conversations around the table. It's about the conversations around the kitchen. Yes, because that's how we break the ice. And that's what we do here in Latinos Who Lunch. We try to break the ice through a meal. I mean, to me, that's essential because you can get into any conversation about the most uncomfortable things, but you have a si tienes un plato de pozole enfrente de ti, like somehow you ease that. Like it's easier.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, and the name is Latinos Who Lunch, which is based on ladies who lunch, you know that saying? So we just wanted to tie in the name of our podcast with what we actually did on the podcast. So I suggest if you guys are going to be La Llave or the Llave podcast that you have a Llave segment, like a segment of maybe un consejo or like something that people can take away so that it ties into why you're actually called that.
In a candado segment where you like, where you close like a necessary energy in your life.
I love that.
Like put something close. Away.
Como la puerta negra. Puerta negra.
Yeah, just close it behind the puerta negra and
yes,
then
let those feelings
girl, write that down, la puerta down. Negra segment.
Oh,
that's good.
I have one question.
Okay.
¿Cuál es la llave o la clave of having a good relationship as co-host? Ooh. What do you guys recommend?
Not trying.
Just going with the flow.
To me, when it starts to get like a job, that's when it becomes less natural, when we stop having fun. And we've had these conversations before because it's happened to us, and we can tell when we're forcing things. And the second we stop and the second we are ourselves and we're just like best buddies,
it's all natural.
Yeah. So for me, that's also a reason why, yes, let's do a podcast, because I wasn't even trying. Like it wasn't forceful. I don't know. What do you think?
But you also have to be realistic, and it is a lot of work.
Yeah, it's a lot of work. Of
and so you're going to have to, Pavelito and I have figured out a way to kind of even it out. So
like
that,
a schedule type of thing?
Yeah, like we have a schedule, and we're really bad at communicating. So like that's something that I've been very vocal about lately, is like, let's for sure communicate. Let's make sure we have our Google Calendar in line. And if everything's on, like, let's have a weekly meeting so that we all know what's going on. Because Babelito, like, for example, I edit the show. I do all the technical stuff, the website and social media and stuff. But Babelito takes care of all the emails. Mm-hmm. And all of that is a lot of time spent. Mm-hmm. So then, you know, he updates me every week.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'll check up on the schedule and make sure everything's going all right. Babelito takes care of all our ads, for example, too. So I think that communication is key. Mm-hmm. Because at one point, we had to like look at each other and be like, "Whoa, where the fuck is this podcast going? Are we even going in the same direction? Are we even on the same
interested in the same thing?"
Yeah. Yeah. So then we had to like at the beginning of this year had to like
reset,
hone it in, and be like, "Let's pause. Let's talk about it."
You guys had like an intervention.
In a way.
In a way, totally. Yeah, and so just make sure you're yes, fun is important, but make sure that you're not...
The structure.
Work is getting done.
Yeah, that the work is getting done and you guys are open to... I mean, the communication is open and you're open to growing the podcast in different ways after you start doing it.
But what I was referring to is once you turn on the microphones, like we never... I don't think we have to try or we have a formula to just be friends. Like, it just happens.
The chemistry's just there.
Yeah, once the microphone is on, it's on. And there's times where we're like, it's not working, let's just try tomorrow.
Yeah.
Because again, because we don't need to force it, we don't script anything, and we don't want to force it, and we don't want to script anything. We might have an outline here and there, but it's just natural. And that's what I tell a lot of people. I said, make sure that you have a co-host that you love, a co-host that you trust. I think trust is the most important
George
thing.
George is like, let me second think this.
Yeah. Jonathan, espérate, it's not me.
This bitch is crazy.
I know. Love is a very strong word, but trust is what.
Because I've heard podcasts.
Wow.
Where the relationship of the co-host starts deteriorating, and you can hear it. And even though you cannot see those people, you can hear that uncomfortableness, the tension. You cannot fake it with people.
Yeah.
So if you don't at least have that ground where you fully trust your co-host and you know, like you're like hermanos o hermanas or like good friends or whatever, it's going to be hard. It's going to be even harder.
That's true. Mm-hmm. Unless you're really good at faking it.
No, you can't fake
like
it.
Like me.
No.
No. Oh.
You weren't that good earlier.
No, but to tie that in and stuff, you know, they say... Yeah. You know, you have to do what you love. If you do what you love, you're never going to work a day in your life.
Yeah, I do. I was just going to say that. See how connected we are? I was just going to finish your sentence.
With the umbilical cord.
But see, like, We all grow was a good example of that.
Yes.
We didn't communicate. I was having a horrible weekend. Mm-hmm. I called him. I said, it's a bad day. Don't take it personal. I'm not feeling okay. Just letting you know that. And then at some point, he's like, what are we going to do? And I'm just like, my usual self, trying not to worry about it. I'm like, don't worry. We got it. We planned for 2 minutes and the microphones went on and boom, magic for 30 minutes. And we stopped recording and we're like, fuck, that was so good. Because once again, even though we had to plan and even though we have a conversation, when the microphone went on, we didn't have to try. We just were ourselves. We're having fun with our friends, and it showed.
And that's what we wanted.
We grew, and it showed. It showed.
No, I fucked it up.
Don't correct him.
No, just, I'm not going to
correct
him.
I can't say
shit. Este güey no puede decir share.
Orgullo hispano.
Last time.
No. Anyway, go for it.
Cuéntame. ¿Qué pasó?
Nada, güey. Next question.
No quieres soltar la sopa ahorita. O su carne de su jugo, suelta eso.
Oh, man, I'm about to do that.
I have a question.
Oh, yes.
Ding, 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 question time.
So what equipment do you recommend to get a podcast started?
Oh, great question.
That's for you, girl.
So we have a mixer. It's a 4-mic mixer. Regular, like standard, I think they're called dynamic microphones. I mean, just they're just like, yeah, get more wine. Good.
That was the bottle opening anyway. Aquí estoy tomando.
And we have it, the mixer has a USB port, and that goes directly into our computer, and then we use Audacity.
Okay.
But I know a lot of podcasts that have gone straight online and just, like, bought a kit. I went and saw all the kits online, and then I just kind of made my own. I went to the Guitar Center or whatever and made my own. I kind of regret doing that now because it's just so much... Amazon is so awesome and different websites that you can get whatever you need from there. Okay. I mean, they even have podcasting kits now that you can buy.
So straight up podcasting kit, that's it.
Yeah, I mean, nice. It just depends on the quality and like...
Who you're looking for.
How many guests do you... Like, it's going to be you too. You guys are going to want guests, right?
Of course. So, yes.
And you got to think ahead. Okay, I have to have at least so many mic ports or not. Or you can have a different kind of mic that just like records the room, but you have to have a really good studio so it doesn't sound echoey, you know?
And it's important to keep the quality in mind because we talked about it in the beginning. There was one podcast that I didn't want to sound like. I'm like, as long as we sound better than that podcast, I'm not going to say the name. I am
Shout
happy.
Out to
about that, though. I do want to ask this and stuff. You know, we're starting off in this whole podcasting. We don't like our voice. I'm pretty sure you guys weren't used to your voices and
I
stuff.
I hated my voice.
Why? I hated it. What is it? What got you over it?
I don't know. A friend told me a scientific explanation about why we don't like our own voices, and I forgot what it was. So after she told me that, I was like, oh, okay. But the thing is that by the third episode, I start getting used to it. So I don't even hear the difference anymore.
Yeah. Like, once I recorded, I mean, we edit the episodes, and Babelito does all the links and stuff for them. So I think we just got used to now I'm noticing that I'm starting to, I used to hate to watch myself on video or in pictures, and now I don't mind it anymore because I just see it all the time.
Qué popular.
Well, you know, I do have 300 followers on Twitter, so.
No más, no más.
I'm really popular, so.
O sea. So actually, one of the things that we started off with, Joely just came in running after that summit. She's like, George, we got to do this and that. We're going to do it this weekend. I'm like, okay. And she literally just gave me a list of things. And she's like, we got to go photo shoot, biography, website, social media presence. I mean, intro for a show and music. This girl came at me hard. Like, espérate. So when I heard photo shoot.
Like, espérate, let me wake up. Tengo la lagaña.
Déjame levantarme todo. But no, seriously, when I heard photo shoot and stuff and getting ready, I'm like, oh, shit. Our stuff is going to get out there. And I just told Joely a story and stuff. I just went to Mexico and Little Pueblito. And I don't know if you guys heard this saying and stuff, but Pueblo Chiquito,
Infierno Grande.
All right. And maybe you could describe a little bit more on that because this is the first time I heard this dicho. I'm like, what the hell is this?
But I described it to him very well.
Let's hear
Well,
it.
Let's do it then.
Es como dicen los pueblos chiquitos, infiernos grandes, porque es poquita gente.
And everybody knows each other.
Everybody knows each other. Yeah. Se empiezan los chismes, los malos entendidos, y se hace un infierno.
Yeah, I got it.
Yeah.
So I feel like this
Pues podcast. Si te vale madre, no, it doesn't matter. Mm-hmm.
Pues sí.
You enjoy el pueblito.
So, but no, I feel that, you know, we're
so
going to put ourselves
that in regard. So you're tying that in regards to the podcasting world? Well, like, is it a little pueblo? Is it a little village?
You think
What's
so?
Your question?
My phone keeps turning off right now. Like, turn on, turn off. I should have wrote it on paper.
No, I mean, one of the things that we all talk about a lot is about how we, from the very beginning, had the initiative of supporting other podcasts. So we're, no hay que ser envidiosos. You know, right. We don't necessarily have to help each other out. I mean, of course, that's awesome. But at least let's not tear each other, you know, let's not tear each other apart.
Yes.
That's not going to help anybody, right?
Right.
And like white people say, rising tide something.
Hidden dragon.
So, no, like a rising tide something.
I don't
all
know
ships.
Any white sayings.
I don't know.
Sink ships?
I don't know. Anyway. We can all rise to the top together. We can all grow together.
Yes. When one and Latino grows, it. We all grow.
Yes.
True.
Yes. Well, I have another question since George doesn't have any.
You got a charger?
I do. No, I'm kidding.
So what are good editing tools? Websites? Where do we edit?
Okay. Number one.
Write this down.
YouTube. Like, if you have any questions, it depends on what you have. A lot of people use GarageBand.
Okay.
And a lot of people use Audacity. I use Audacity because it's the easiest. she has the notes. because it's like a very, it's a very simple program. And it's like, you can download it for Mac or for PC. And it does the job. It's not, I mean, all we do is put intro music and then I just like, cut out up in the hello too.
Yeah,
throughout.
But that's different from other podcasts that do. We do different segments, but we flow one from one to the other. From the beginning, we said we try not to edit anything. We try so. Justin is very good editing the ums Fabi. And Fabi. It's very good in editing. I was just telling him about this.
Like, what do you want me to call you?
Editing little things that I think you get you like he gets I see him editing. I remember the first time he was editing.
Okay,
he will pause and look, and now he just does it like boom 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 boom. Like he's really good
like
at it.
Like second nature.
And but in terms of editing big segments or whatever, we try not to do that, so it's easier because we're busy. But that's the nature of our podcast. So when you decide exactly how you want to structure your podcast, then maybe one editing service will be different or better than the other
and
one.
It just depends on the knowledge that you have. Some people that I've met at We All Grow, for example, they use video editing software because they're used to editing videos. They just use mm-hmm. the audio portion of that, mm-hmm. and it works fine for them. So it mm-hmm. just, whatever you need. But anytime, I literally just Googled how to edit a podcast, and mm-hmm. I watched maybe like 3-5 minute YouTube videos, and that's how I learned.
Perfect.
That's how I did it.
Did you have any experience in technology or podcasting?
What's your background? I do have an art degree, so you have to... I never took a graphic design class or anything, but I remember taking a website making class. Mm-hmm. And then I remember like playing with YouTube a little bit and video editing stuff. Mm-hmm. So that's like the limited knowledge that I had. So it's like I'm like, I know about computers a little bit mm-hmm. because, you know, like I wear glasses, so people think I'm a nerd. So then like I have to like anytime that I've had an standards. Office job, people are like, Justin, fix my computer. And I'm like,
here's IT.
Okay.
Okay.
You know, so.
So once the editing is done, where do we upload?
Oh,
that's a good one. I'm on fire.
You are.
Well, we
this woman's on fire.
Fire. Fire. At first we had, was it Libsyn? Is that what it is?
Libsyn.
Libsyn. It's a free website where you can upload your content mm-hmm. and it helps you distribute it to different platforms. Mm-hmm. What you need to do is right away submit it to iTunes, because sometimes it takes like days, no, like weeks. Yeah,
Libsyn isn't free though.
Yeah, Libsyn is, oh, it's not free?
No, it is not.
How much is it?
It depends on how much storage you want. So it depends on how many minutes of podcasting a month you want. Mm-hmm. I think the lowest one starts at like $9 or $10, and then it goes up to like $50, $100 a month, depending on how much content you have.
Por eso me agarré un
cojo rico.
Yeah, we'll put it on your credit card.
We're rich.
Mami chulo aquí.
We're rich, bitch.
But I think putting your podcast everywhere, it's so important.
That was my next question. What do you mean
everywhere?
Yeah. Yes. So how do I get to the platforms?
So a lot of people use Libsyn now. Mm-hmm. A lot of people use Podbean, SoundCloud, Audioboom.
Stitcher.
We're on Audioboom. No, Stitcher's not a host.
See, I don't know anything.
So let me
answer this one.
Well, then why you look at me to answer? You know I don't know anything.
Huh? Because I thought you knew something.
I don't know shit.
Okay.
No me hagas ojitos, Joely.
What was that? Calmate.
So then once you're host, some people actually are hosted on their own websites. Mm-hmm. I don't know how they do it, but you just need an RSS feed. And that's what Libsyn does. And once you're on Libsyn, then once you have that feed, we'll show you what that is. If not, Google it, locas. Mm-hmm. So once you have that feed, you can distribute it.
We're not
going to
Google it. He's going to show us.
Yeah. I'm going to go back to this recording. When it comes out, I'll be like, okay.
You can. The first one, like Babelito said, you want to go to is iTunes. And okay. iTunes will approve your podcast within like a couple of weeks.
A couple of weeks.
And I think then,
we have to apply.
Yeah. And then once it approves your podcast, then... you can distribute through your RSS feed and mm-hmm. through the iTunes feed. Mm-hmm. You can distribute to everything else. So like Stitcher, like Google Play, like iHeartRadio, like all the platforms. And depending on where you are, like I know that we're on Audioboom and they helped us get on Spotify, for example. So you can listen to us there. There's very specific ways that you get on certain platforms. You just kind of have to research them. Like Podbean, for example, or Stitcher. All I had to do was set up an account for Latinos Who Lunch.
Okay.
Put in all our information and then put in our feed. And then, boom, it was all our stuff is on Stitcher. All our stuff is on Podbean, on TuneIn, Spreaker. I don't know. There's different ones. That listeners said, hey, I actually like to use this app for
perfect.
Podcasting.
So and that's then I where you
figure out how do I get on there.
So you're just trying to spread your love, your seeds. So yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Apple seed plant.
Yes. Johnny Appleseed. I'm sweating.
Oh, George, right, I think you're making him nervous.
I'm not nervous. We're already in my room. Okay,
with wine.
Always making it awkward.
I'm going to ask you, what was your most awkward moment on the podcast?
Loca.
Talk about an awkward moment.
Ya salimos sobrando, Babelito.
Your third, fourth wheel.
Probably right now is the most awkward moment, right?
Yeah?
Yeah.
This is it right here. Thank you. We made the list. Cheers.
Let us do it.
And there's wine
involved. Probably when I got really high on it.
We are la llave to awkwardness.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right.
Better me llave.
Sorry about that.
But that wasn't awkward. That was just annoying.
Yeah.
How did you accidentally get high?
Well, because I
accidentally?
Listen.
How did you tip on the brownie?
Linda, listen. It's because okay, si alguien me ofrece algo, like...
Ay, la otra.
La ofrecida.
¿Qué más te ofrecen?
A ver. Listen.
Listen, Linda.
I'll never forget this one time that I went to Mexico, and my friend was doing this documentary out in the fields in Atlixco, and they were harvesting the
cempasúchil,
which is like the marigold fire for Day of the Dead.
Sounds very
and like sexy. we were filming the stop.
Damn,
we were
filming. Glasses are getting foggy.
Yeah, Jorge.
Yeah, no. If you call me Jorge, that's it. Yo estoy bien regañado ahorita. Me largas ya.
Anyway, we worked with them all day, and then during lunchtime, the like matriarch of the whole group of the harvesters was like, "Hey, ¿quieren un taco?" Like, they had frijoles and tacos, and the lady that was with me was rude and was like, "No, we're fine. We brought our own lunch, you know." And I knew in the bottom of my heart that that was rude, but I just didn't want to be rude to her, so I just like, "Oh no, gracias. Aquí tenemos, you know, we brought our own food." And after that, I felt so bad. I said, I'm never going to let that happen ever again. Yes. Okay. Fast forward to a couple months ago, we were in our friend's apartment in Washington, D.C., and somebody brought out a weed vape. Okay. Mm-hmm. And they offered it to me.
Oh, and, said, no me
and they said, this is blueberry kush. And I said, and I had a That's So Raven like flashback to me in the field. And I said, I can't turn this down.
But there's a difference between going, oh, thank you. And instead of, oh, thank you.
Inhaling and just...
Hey, if you're going to do it, you're going to do it right.
Thank you.
Yes.
Commit. Thanks, prima. And that was a really fun episode. You guys can caught up episode.
I mean, it was a good episode.
I had a lot of really good jokes in there. There was like three. He spoke
three times. He was just like obsessed with the audio, like moving all the buttons for an hour. Oh, it was so funny. But that wasn't awkward. It was just... funny.
You don't have a fan or anything to turn it on?
Yeah, I just, the audio, I don't want it to pick it up. That's why.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I have another question.
This is a good point. So it's kind of hot in the studio right now.
Yes.
Because it's finally starting to get hot here in Las Vegas. Mm-hmm. And the reason why I don't have the air conditioning on or the door open or the fans going is because it picks it up.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it picks it up. And I can tell when I listen to other people's podcasts, I can tell when they don't turn the air off. Like, you can just hear like a buzzing in the background. Mm-hmm. And that's what I'm trying to avoid.
Gotcha. Well, actually, that's something that people need to know también. Mm-hmm. Because I'm going to have my mom in the background. Hey, ¿quieres comer? Dan, ¿ya comiste?
Which is why we're going to record at my house. Se van al parque los niños. It's time to play outside, boys.
Chuck E. Cheese, boys.
And also,
it's time for Chuck E. Cheese.
You're going to accommodate to your own schedule, but like, let's say you think, oh, we're going to record an hour. I'll see you in 2 hours, girl. Like, no. It's always going to take more time. Mm-hmm. Like, give yourself room every week to do it and make it a schedule and a priority. Like every if you're gonna record, if you're gonna release the same day. Mm-hmm. And if you're gonna record, try to record that same day, because that's gonna become part of your job schedule, and it's something that you're not gonna try to do. You're just gonna do.
It's like you guys said earlier, it's another job. You gotta commit to it. You gotta put a schedule together, structure.
Right.
But it's a fun job. Like, if you love what you do, every week, that's why when Fabi leaves her out of town, I get sad, of course, because he's out of town, but also because we don't get to record.
Can we get a violin?
Can I get a trombone?
Ahí está el closet. Ahí está el closet. I see it.
But to me,
right,
I know you do.
Y tiene la máscara. Oh, esa no es máscara.
But to me, the podcast has become self-care, like you say.
Yes.
So when I don't have, at the end of my week, when I don't have that, or the beginning of my week, I don't have recording the podcast, like something's missing.
Te tienes al nuestro.
Ahora le puedes.
Ay.
So, there we go. Recurring guest, I'm down.
Yes, te vienes.
You're going to see the progress and everything, but I did have a question.
Yeah.
That, you know, you talk about noise. Mm-hmm. You talk about, you know, picking up little sounds and stuff, but what if you want to, you know, record remotely, on site, at a bar, at a restaurant, you know? Mm-hmm. How
That's
do we
a really good question.
Accomplish that?
We've done it before, and you just have to be ready to play with whatever device you're using and try to get it to the best setting so that it focuses on your voice specifically.
Yeah. Mm.
So we have this setup, and this setup is actually good for when we're out in public because I can focus the mics and put like less gain on them so that it just records literally what's right in front of the microphone.
Okay.
Or right now I have it so it's recording a little like a foot back just in case mm-hmm. we're not right on top of the mic, right?
So why am I on top of this mic right now?
Because I can see the sound waves on the
es
thing.
Que tienes un tiquete más mm.
Okay, this is...
¿Me está preparando o qué?
Oh my gosh, this is another thing. usually everybody's wearing headphones so you yeah. can all hear the levels.
Okay.
But we've through the years of doing this, we've found that people have more honest conversations and let their guards down if they don't hear themselves. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So now I just look at the sound waves on the thing and I can tell when somebody's
that's
too low.
That's why he points you.
So
yeah, he keeps
so
pointing
when,
down.
So when
what does it keep pointing?
So when that's for something else. So that's why I keep pointing at your microphone and say get closer because I can tell that it's not picking you up as well as everybody else.
Yeah, I think because one of the ideas that George has is he travels a lot and yeah. he's always out.
Yeah.
So if he feels inspired by somebody, he wants to be able to get like a device out and plug yeah. it into his phone and yes. just record right then and there mm-hmm. while he's inspired. Is
yeah.
that available?
Like yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Luis
like
has a
moment.
Really good microphone from the company Shure, Shure. Okay. And it's a plug-in mic. And then he has a program like on the phone to edit and everything. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So you just have to look that up.
And also improv, like if you don't have that with you for some reason,
yeah,
voice memo. It might not be the best quality, but at least mm-hmm. you will do it. Like I've recorded people. Commercials and voice memos mm-hmm. in your iPhone.
If you have an iPhone and have the microphone that comes, you know, the headset with a microphone
yeah,
that
okay.
comes with the iPhone, mm-hmm. not just not another
a random chaffa.
Yeah, like not Walgreens. A random chaffa headphone. It actually sounds really good. That's how Richard Dina has recorded from Songmas podcast.
Okay.
Has recorded like on the street interviews with his iPhone microphone.
So he just puts the microphone up to her face.
You
or
know, the one
people?
That's like on the headphone.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah you're just like talking. Like
that. Think, oh, so he hands a mic yeah, over back yeah. and forth. Okay,
I think
cool.
George will be doing a lot of those.
Yeah.
Well, SK, I get inspired by a lot of moments and people and stuff, you know, and yeah. like, we were just, what, I went to brunch with one of my best friends, Susie, and it was one of these downtown.
Shout out to Susie. She's a big Latinos
yes,
Who
is.
Lunch fan.
Bam, 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 bam. Susie.
Te queremos, Susie, te queremos. Te queremos, Susie, te queremos.
Queremos saber si Susie es amiga. Fondo, 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 fondo.
She's a fan. She's a groupie. She loves you guys. She actually even knew you guys before me. Actually,
oh she really gosh. Did.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
She
that's
actually
awesome.
Wanted to.
Why
come
we
here
haven't
today.
Met her?
She was working late tonight, correct?
Yeah, it's a lot of work and stuff, long yeah. hours. So she's a professional.
But we're
gonna
woman. Make it happen for her.
But yeah, so we went to this brunch and we were just stressed out. We just wanted a drink, and you know the bartender just started talking about mezcales, and I'm like, well, what do you recommend for this mezcal and this and that? And the guy just kept pouring us shots, pouring us this and that and. You know, I was so inspired because he talked about our heritage. And, you know, tequila comes from Jalisco. Mm-hmm. That's where my parents, my dad's from, you know. And there's other parts in Mexico that have tequila because, I guess, Mexico or Jalisco mandó tierra para allá para que sembren.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and, you know, this little things like that, you
get
to know.
You don't hear it every day.
You don't hear about yeah. it. And we mentioned this earlier. You know, you talk about history. You talk about traveling and stuff. But I want to know, you know, the culture, the ideas, the people inspired to do this or that. You know, what mm-hmm. influenced them?
Right. Yeah. Do you have any more questions, Joely?
I think I'm good.
Okay.
I really, really appreciate you guys' time.
Mm-hmm.
You guys answering our questions and you guys inspiring us. Thank you guys so much for yeah. what you guys do.
Yeah, absolutely.
We really appreciate you guys. And sometimes I'm at work or somewhere and I'm like, oh, I just want a good laugh. And I just go into your guys' podcast and...
We hear that all the time. It's like everybody's looking at me like I'm crazy in the office because people just laugh. That's good.
You guys so much. Keep doing what you're doing.
Absolutely.
With that said, today is the last episode ever. I'm just kidding.
Because we
goodbye.
Taking.
Oh, yeah.
Because La Llave is taking over. No, just kidding. We're here to support each other, remember?
Of course.
Oh, shit.
No competition.
Okay, we're going to take a little break, and then we'll be right back with recommendations and some more fun with our guests.
Yes.
Ooh, Dios mío.
¿Qué suspiros? ¿Qué te pasa?
I am just having such a hard time hiring the right people. I mean, I'm on all these job sites and, you know, Grindr, and I just can't find them anymore.
I'm so glad you were telling me about this, because I was about to ask you if you were hiring, and plus posting your position to job sites and waiting for the right people to see it. It's just not cool.
So what should I use?
I think you should go to ZipRecruiter.com.
ZipRecruiter.com?
Yes, ZipRecruiter learns what you're looking for, identifies people with the right experience, and invites them to apply to your job.
Give me that paper. Let me see. In fact, 80% of employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site in just one day.
The right candidates are out there. ZipRecruiter is how you find them.
Let me do this part. Right now, our listeners try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right. Free.
Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/Latinos. That's ZipRecruiter.com/Latinos. ZipRecruiter.com/Latinos.
ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And we're back.
Hi.
Hello.
Hola.
All right, so we're back, and it's time for recommendations.
Yes.
Do we want to let our guest go first, Pablito?
Yes.
Okay.
Ay, que amable. So we would like to give a shout out to Mama Vero's Photography. She did our pictures for our website and our logo, and we really appreciate her professional work. She did awesome pictures, and she made us look damn good.
Oh, yeah.
So thank you, Veronica.
We actually went to the Gramercy. I got mostly divaed up, didn't I? I came up with like extra suits, extra shoes.
She ready. And Joely.
Joely.
Looking like.
I came by with my personality.
There's one picture where they said, oh, they were telling us to look like we're having fun. And you look like, yes! And Joelle is like, nope, I am not going to lose my angle.
No.
This is the best side of me.
Primero muerta que sencilla.
Wow. No, and actually, I want to shout out to you guys for hosting us here tonight, for helping us out through this journey. You know, it's just the very beginning.
Mm-hmm.
We got biographies, we got pictures, we got all this website to put down together and stuff. And
you guys are helping us with. Thank you.
Yeah. Surprise!
Shout out to you guys.
Yeah, that's what family's for.
Ay, gracias.
That's what friends are for.
Hey!
For sure.
For podcasts and websites, because you don't know how to start your own. Okay, sorry.
No post wow.
No post wow. Was that really your recommendation?
Este es mi primo.
Oh, that's so sweet.
No, it came from this little piece right here in my heart.
Ay. Okay, Babalekis.
So in the great tradition of being so laid into the vanguard of good music, I'm going to recommend once again another album from 2016.
All right.
This was not going to be my choice, but you showed me how to record, screenshot record things.
Uh-huh.
So every time I listen to a new band, I screen record it and put it in my Insta stories.
Nice.
And I keep getting all this feedback from listeners. So the last one I Insta recorded was this album by Mercedes Nasta. She's a visual artist from Mexico City. And she made this album called Basalto. Güey. No mames. This shit, it's amazing. This is acid cumbia, but like in the slowest, most chill. I don't even know how to describe it. There's one of the cumbia songs here is like 7 minutes, and it's very minimalist, but it's like acid cumbia. I don't know how to describe it.
So you have to be on acid to listen to cumbia?
I feel like it would help, but I will never say that in the podcast because I will get in problems. Ooh. However, I listen to it high. On weed, legal.
Oh, weed.
It's legal. What in California? That song was beautiful.
I don't do drugs.
And no, Pat,
no. Only vaping.
Shut up. And Pat, from the Colores Radio, shout out. She's like, I cannot stop listening to this album since you recommended it. So I thought I have to do it in the podcast. Once again, her name is Mercedes Nasta. The album is Basalto. If you want some experimental, weird, chill, electronic, cumbia / God knows what it is, listen to this girl. She's amazing.
Cumbia, EDC.
Te toca.
I'm sold.
No, pues así sí.
Yo quiero.
Oh, right. So I have been slacking, I will say, on listening to my Latinx podcast, but I just started again, and I always go to my faves first, you know, but I want to give another shout out to Super Mamas podcast, because they were present at We All Grow.
I love Super Mamas.
And we reminded everybody there that they were the first podcast to give us a big shout out, and that's how we got so many of our followers. So Super Mamas, sometimes I don't really relate, because it's like about motherhood and a very specific kind of mother living in Los Angeles, I think. Mm-hmm. So with this very specific story. But when they get real on the show, they get real. Yes. So there's one that's like catching up with the Super Mamas that I really love, and it's really relatable. Mm-hmm. And any of the ones that have their mother or their family members on it are really good. So their mom was just on one of the last episodes, and it was so fun to listen to the sisters just talk shit the whole time.
Oh, they're sisters.
Yeah, they're sisters. Sisters. Yeah.
Yeah, and me, like, as a mother, I totally relate to the podcast. I totally appreciate all their advice and how real they are, because sometimes as a mom, we're like, is it me or am I going crazy? And then I hear them, I'm like, oh, okay, I'm normal.
Yeah.
I'm okay.
And on another note, I've been listening to this podcast called Bitter Brown Femmes.
Shout out Ruben!
And it's Ruben from Queer Chicano Chisme, and then the woman that does Chicanismo. Mm-hmm. And they're Bitter Brown Femmes. Like, they're very bitter, and they kind of choose a topic, and they get into it. They tackle very, like, taboo, maybe, topics, or just, like, very... They're super smart, and they have very strong opinions. And maybe you don't agree with everything they say, but I'm glad they're saying what's on their minds, and it's really cool.
I gave my whole spiel about Frida to Ruben, and he's like, yes, marry me. I'm like, no, girl.
¿Cuándo la boda?
I love Ruben. He's super cool.
Yo llevo la banda.
La banda limón.
No. Yeah.
Yo tejo los cojines. shout out Ruben, he's awesome.
Okay, so I just want to say thank you so much to Yoeli and to George.
And I feel like this is a podcast we should have done a long time ago.
Yeah,
but we didn't know how much we needed to do it till we started talking to you, Yoeli. So thank you so much.
And if we missed any questions that you guys have, please email us directly at latinoswholunch@gmail.com, and we'll hopefully read your letter on our next episode, because we want to distribute as much information as possible. So anybody that has the idea of starting a podcast isn't afraid to do it, because if we could do it, if Pablito and I could do it, anybody could do it.
Oh, so, that gives us hope.
No, really.
We are anybody.
Like, for real.
A ver, dame la patadita de suerte, Pablito.
¡Ah, sí!
A ver, a ver, a ver.
Ponte.
Dale, dale.
¡Hijo de su madre! ¿Y te dolió o no te dolió?
Eso no se dice.
I'm just entre nos. Her secrets. So I'm so excited to listen to your podcast.
Thank you.
And just have another Vegas Latinx podcast. Cool. Yes.
The Wet Podcasterio Fest is here some year.
Yeah,
yes,
in the future.
We're excited.
All right. And as always, you can visit us at latinoswholunch.com. Please leave us a review on iTunes. 5 stars.
5 stars only.
Because the more reviews we have, the
louder we get.
Escándalo.
And escándalo is essential.
This episode was produced. Oh, I'm supposed to say something, right?
Yeah.
What am I supposed to say?
I don't remember, girl. Fuck. Just keep going. We'll try it again.
Okay,
another episode.
We're gonna figure out our tagline. That didn't work.
No.
Oh, we should have done
better
it like,
idea.
We should have done it like Yara Sofia.
Okay, better idea.
What?
Let's get our listeners to send us.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. What should our tagline be at the end? So 5 stars, 5 stars only, because...
And that's where we stopped.
Yeah. So the more reviews we have, the more blank we are.
Yes.
The more whatever.
So please tell us what you think we should say. In the meantime, we're going to say puras pendejadas. And pendejadas are...
essential.
She said it's rolling her eyes.
Today's episode was produced by Justin Favela and Emmanuel Ortega. Our guests are Joely Favela Medina and George Anthony Garcia. Our intern is Carla Lagunas. The band is Brownout, playing in the background. I'm Fabi Fab.
Questo Abelito.
Bye. Countdown.
Bye, everybody.
Adios. Afuera.